Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Good morning, Lindo.
Hi.
I got the excitement and you're just the man of few words.
He does that, I think, to make us uncomfortable, Lindo. I'm calling you out. It's like, hey, Lindo's here. You ready to have a good time? Yes. Sure. How are you?
I'm good.
I think it's great.
You had a good holiday.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
No, it was nice. We had a good time. It was busy. A lot of people came out for the Pilgrim Pizza.
Pilgrim Pizza.
I had it. I went over and I got some. And I found a long story short, I found a dead mouse in our oven. So we weren't sure we were going to have Thanksgiving.
Please clarify whose oven that was in.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
At home, at my home, Lindo. My apologies.
All right,
we already talked about this off the air. And we weren't sure if we were going to be able to cook Thanksgiving dinner. So this was our backup plan. The best backup plan I've ever had. It was so
delicious,
good.
Huh?
Family loved it.
Really?
Loved it. Everyone.
Great.
The Pilgrim
Everyone.
Pizza.
So
which
good.
Is now done,
good.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
No more Pilgrim
Pizza.
Well,
I did find out that it's coming back the week of the 20th of December. So we're going to do it for a couple days in December because we had a bunch of people not happy that they missed it. So
really?
Yeah, we're going to do it for a couple more days.
That's the best news I've heard. It's so good.
I think like the 20th, the 21st, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah.
All right. So have beer news, but before we get to that, we can tease this beauty in front of us. What would you say?
Well, I know what it is.
No, I know that, yeah. But what are we teasing? It's a darker beer.
It's got alcohol in it, obviously.
It does. It has a little booze in it. This is a porter.
Another one of my favorite types.
Yeah, I think I like porters as well.
Yeah.
Well,
this is a porter, so it's not going to be as big as some of the stouts could be,
stouts,
I guess.
Yeah, the stouts. This is a little bit lighter.
A little mild.
Yeah.
We're going to get to it in just
it?
A moment.
After
it?
We get to our beer news,
okay.
Which is coming up.
Now.
Beer
news.
Hey everybody, happy Friday. Here is your Friday Beer Buzz news of the week, courtesy of mybeerbuzz.com.
Mybeerbuzz.com.
This week, New Belgian Brewing is releasing a beer called Carny Blood, and that's a returning wood-aged margarita-style sour ale with prickly pear and jalapeno, if you can imagine that combination. That beer will return at 5% ABV in 12-ounce cans. New Belgium is also collaborating with Bow and Arrow Brewing. And if you're not familiar, they are the first Native American woman-owned brewery. And that beer will be called Western Roots, and it will use a regenerative grain called Kernza, and it will be a Kernza farmhouse ale. The beer will hit 7% ABV. It will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. And finally, Lagunitas is adding a beer called Arcticus Maximus, and that will be a cold IPA with cryo hops. The beer hits 9% ABV, and it will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. As always, you can click on the Breaking Beer News tab on mybeerbuzz.com.
Mybeerbuzz.com.
4.0 for all the latest details.
Thank you.
Did you drink the beer?
Here we go.
Let's Nancy, see. What was that noise? What did you do over there?
That's how she gets my attention. My doctor said, just have someone when you're not paying attention. It works.
Hey,
this
yo.
Is really
hey,
good.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Does that work?
Reminds me of pro wrestling.
I've always been a fan of porters, so I'm happy with this choice.
I really like this beer.
So the joke in the house is that when I love dark chocolate. So okay. The joke in the house is when I run out of dark chocolate, it's time to go back to Belgium.
Okay. Is that where you get your dark chocolate?
Well, when I'm
boy,
when,
aren't
when
you
I'm,
spoiled?
When I'm there, I really load up my bag in duty free and get a lot
yum,
of
yum.
Ever, see, of the, dark ever see the movie Midnight Express back in the day? The guy who gets caught as a drug smuggler.
Yeah,
I imagine Linda with chocolate just strapped to his chest.
It's similar.
I'm a big fan of dark chocolate too.
It's similar, and my absolute favorite that I get over there is dark chocolate with orange. They do the bittersweet orange in it.
Oh, okay.
So when I saw this beer come in, this is a chocolate orange porter from Allagash. So when I saw this come in stock, I'm like, I'm gonna love it.
Wow.
So that's why it's here today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I've always
orange.
Seen, yeah, I've always seen that orange chocolate combination, and like I've seen like chocolate covered oranges, and I've always thought that sounds gross, and I don't even know why I felt that way, but I have. But this is a delicious.
It is
beer.
Good, and I will say if you hear orange and think it's going to taste a lot like orange, it's only after you told me that. But I can smell and lightly.
It's the zest of orange.
It's there, but it's mild, kind of like that. That Death by Coconut that we did with Oscar Blues.
Yes.
The coconut, yeah. I mean, it's a good beer, but the coconut, if you're looking for coconut in the face, it's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And like this one, same thing. If you're looking for like really big, there's chocolate. You're getting the chocolate a little bit, but you're not going to get that orange in the face.
What's weird is as soon as you said it was a porter, I was going to ask, and I wish I did. It would have made me seem smart. When I drink porters, I always feel like there's like some sort of like chocolatey something subtly in all of them. Like it's a richness that is there that's coming from
the malts. A lot of the porters are going to have naturally have chocolate malt in them.
Yeah.
So you're going to get that. You're going to get that that sweet, a little bit of that roastiness and chocolate. And you get a lot of coffee naturally in them, too.
Yeah, this has chocolate in it. And I'll tell you, the orange, though, and I said zest. I'm not sure if that's the wrong word. I know in lemons, if you scrape the
you can use the zest
rind,
and
that's
stuff.
That's like the pith. But this is.
That's what I get from the orange. It's more of like the what you taste from
That's what they're using. They're using like when in the candy bars that I'm in love with, you get little pieces of the peel.
Oh. So this is your love for the chocolate orange made into a beer.
Made into a beer.
Yum. I do like it.
And this is Allagash Brewing up in Portland, Maine. And everything they do is always fantastic. But again, this is a nice porter, little mild twist to it with the chocolate orange. And I like it.
What's it called?
Allagash Chocolate Orange Porter.
So it's pretty simple.
That's pretty much it.
If this isn't like the best example in a long time for me of like why you should just not be afraid to try stuff. Were you off when we did the Death by Coconut?
No, I was here remember we got a mail letter. I just want someone to know who got it and they weren't really thrilled with it. I just want to say pretty honest, you know, if certain beers come in, we all like that beer. This person didn't like that beer. They were funny. They're a big fan.
Yeah, they were.
We did get your letter. I just want you to know.
We like a lot of these beers. We like them. But I mean, if it's a beer I don't like, I'm probably not going to come right across and say, yo, that beer is awful.
Right.
I'm not going to say that, but you'll know I don't like it if I don't like it.
Yeah, we're pretty honest. I feel bad. You know, the one thing I hated growing up was like the cooking shows were like, oh, that is unique.
See, but most of the time, it's not that it's a bad product if I don't like it. It's just not what I like.
Correct.
So like an IPA, if it's really bitter or hoppy, I don't like that. And I'm pretty honest about it. So I think that we may like something that someone else would go, oh, God, I'd never drink that.
There's people that don't like IPAs. So it could be the best IPA in the world and we could say we love it. And they're going to try it and they're going to be like, ah, we don't like it. But one thing you're not going to hear, again, another reason why you're not going to hear us say that a beer is absolutely terrible is because then I wouldn't have been doing
my
job.
You're not going
to
be bringing
it. Because I try not to bring it in here.
I don't want to bring in. First of all, are you going to stock something that's absolutely terrible?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I think next week I'm going to try to find the worst beer in the shop.
No, please don't. Because I'll be honest. You've done that before. There was one. It was like, I don't know what it was, like meat stick or something.
Yeah, that was a Roush beer.
It was, and there was one that, even the dill one, it was more of a novelty beer. My neighbor once was like, I think you were playing a prank on me. I'm like, no, I mean, there's something for everybody. But they kind of go into the world of like Jones Soda. They're trying to be over the top with what they do.
Well,
but I'd say, you know, back to what I was going to say, like, I don't like coconut, but I tried that. And I actually liked that coconut beer. I was stunned because, here's a knock on the beer. Death by Coconut didn't have a coconut flavor to me at all. I just enjoyed what it was. But I never would ever consider trying this. This is a case for sample, sample, sample. Try things you wouldn't usually try. But you never know what you'd like. I love this beer.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it, too. But I like porters. So I don't
love every beer.
Did I say 7% alcohol yet?
No, and that's really deceptive because I didn't think it was that high.
This is 7% alcohol.
Yeah.
And it doesn't you don't have that burn down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Right? No.
Nope.
Which is nice during the winter.
It's refreshing, it's yummy, but like you said, 7%, be careful. But I love it.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very good. I enjoy the heck out of this.
Yeah, so it is Allagash. Right. Allagash Brewing, and it's chocolate orange porter. And he picked it because he loves dark chocolate and you love it with the orange in it. Mm-hmm. And it's not overwhelming, but that's what it is. And I love the container. The can is bright orange on the black background.
It's a nice container.
Touch this can. Touch that. It's a nice feel to it.
It feels
like a screen printed t-shirt.
A weird finish. It's not like smooth. It's a little like.
I like it. I love you, buddy.
It's Matt. It's cool. All right. Have a great weekend, Lindo.
Too.
Allagash Brewing Chocolate Orange Porter. The Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare, craft, and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. The Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.